wellness, wholeness, and wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. You visit our website to participate in my blog, and be aware that February 3rd, 2007, those of you who may be picking up the station irregularly, you will be able to pick it up on the internet without any difficulty at all. Today we're talking with Greg Braden, author of The Divine Matrix. You want to pick up where you left off, Greg?
Sure. You know, we're covering a lot of material this morning, and where we left off was with the some of the moving into the more practical applications. We've talked a little bit about the science showing under laboratory conditions that what we are doing inside of our bodies is having an effect not only upon our bodies, but the effect it actually extends beyond our bodies into the world around us. Scientists now acknowledge this, and they're asking the question, okay, how real is this in our everyday lives? What do we do with it? And this is so interesting to me because our most ancient and cherished spiritual and indigenous traditions from the monasteries in the central highlands of China and Tibet to the mountains of the monasteries, the mountains of the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, into the little villages of the Andes in southern Peru and Bolivia. All of their traditions begin with this place. They say, yes, we're connected, and that we all have the power to create inside of our bodies the quality of feeling and emotion that speaks in a meaningful way to the stuff that holds our world together, the divine matrix. And when we choose to use that language, and it is a conscious choice, when we use the language that the field understands, it will mirror back to us precisely what it is that we've just created. And this is interesting to me because in our culture, where we wake up every day and we're inundated with fear in the media, and we're conditioned to be afraid of things that we believe we have no control over, whether it's an avian flu coming from halfway around the world or a climate change that no one really understands or knows where it's leading, or the possibility and the threat of global war and nuclear proliferation. All these things we're faced with every day, and the net result is they create a fear and anxiety inside of our bodies. And the principle that is being shown in the laboratory and that the ancient traditions suggest is that the world around us will keep mirroring back what it is that we feel. And it's an unbiased field out there. The field doesn't know about right, wrong, good, or bad. It's a very literal field. A growing number of scientists, Parthenia, are now beginning to view the entire universe as a massive consciousness computer, a real-time consciousness computer. And just like every computer has a language that speaks to the computer to get things done, the universe computer has a language that it understands that changes the things in our world. And that language is what we call feeling and belief. So where all this brings us is if we'd like to see change in our personal lives, in the abundance, both our material and our immaterial abundance, the nurturing in our relationships, the health in our bodies, the peace at our family dinner table or the peace in our communities, it's all the same thing linked through this field. What we are invited to do is to feel the feelings in our hearts and give thanks of gratitude and appreciation as if those things have already happened. To feel the feeling, just like in Neville's example of the man, the young man that healed his heart condition in a matter of days when doctors told him he was going to die. To feel the feeling as if our healing has all, not think the thought, feel the feeling. And this is where the workshop begins, because the power of our feeling is what has been discouraged and denied. As a culture, we're just learning what it means to feel in a meaningful way, and that's really the essence of what this book is all about, the power of the divine matrix.
And ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
The field is there, and this is the language that it recognizes.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know how you control which of the many possible outcomes there could be, you need to read the book, because it gives you a blueprint for why one reality is present, or you're aware of one reality as opposed to something else that might be a possibility that you would wish. I'm sorry, I'm trying to say it as best I can, but
it's a beautiful job.
I want you to leave our listeners with a pearl of wisdom before you go.
Oh, sure. I'm actually watching the beautiful blue skies come up now in the mountains of northern New Mexico as it gets light from our early morning program, and it's a beautiful day here. Still a lot of snow on the ground, and the wisdom is the wisdom we already know. If the field is mirroring back to us what we create, it once again leads us back to the understanding that we must become in our lives the very things that we'd like to experience in our world. We must become that peace, feel the feelings as if the peace has already happened, and give thanks of gratitude and appreciation every day for the healing that is already happening in our bodies, because it is happening. Every moment of every day, our bodies are healing themselves, and it's our path is to recognize that, to seek out those good things, identify them, focus upon them, and empower them as the language that this field recognizes, so it can give us those things back again and again. We've got to give that field something to recognize. I want to thank you for being such a gracious host.
Oh, thank you.
And for the forum so we can have this conversation early on Saturday morning. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. And I'm going to try my best to get you back.
All right. Well, God bless you and listeners. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, now it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is chamomile. The part used medicinally are the flowers and the plant. Some of the nutrients include choline, vitamins B1, B3, and B6. It reduces inflammation, stimulates the appetite, and aids the digestion and sleep. Acts as a diuretic and nerve tonic. Now for our yoga asana, Paschimottanasana. You sit in Dadasana. With an exhalation, lean forward, extend the arms and hold the feet. Inhale, pull on the feet, and extend the trunk up from the pubis. Stretch both sides of the trunk and open the chest. Make the back concave. Look up. Exhale, bend the elbows outward and take the trunk toward the legs. Move the pubis back to bring the hips closer to the thighs. Open the buttock bones away from each other. Extend the front sides and back of the body simultaneously toward the feet. Move the navel and the side ribs forward, catch further. Rest the head on the shin, stay, breathe evenly for 30 to 60 minutes, seconds rather, and keep the back and the head relaxed. Inhale and come up. The benefits include toning the complete spine, massaging abdominal and pelvic organs, and improving digestion. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM. Our guest next weekend, January 20, 2007, will be Dr. Eve Woods, psychiatrist, professor, and award-winning author of There's Always Help and her new book, 10 Steps to Take Charge of Your Emotional Life, Overcoming Anxiety, Distress, and Depression Through Whole Person Healing. The herb will be Shankha Piedra and the asana Upavista Konasana. I want to invite you to intern on the program, send current event items and morsels of wisdom from young people about anything related to wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. You can email your articles or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or mail CDs to the office at Tubala Plaza, Suite 300, Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, 19004. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations and in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychological consultations. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
AM 860 is WWDB Philadelphia, the Delaware Valley's only money.